Part 2. Chapter 20. Gateway. The origins of contemporary Western thought can be traced back to the Golden Age of ancient Greece, when Greek thinkers laid the foundations for modern Western politics, philosophy, science, and law. Their novel approach was to pursue rational inquiry through adversarial discussion. The best way to evaluate one set of ideas, they decided, was by testing it against another set of ideas. In the political sphere, the result was democracy, in which supporters of rival policies vied for rhetorical supremacy. In philosophy, it led to reasoned arguments and dialogues about the nature of the world. In science, it prompted the construction of competing theories to try to explain natural phenomena. In the field of law, the result was the adversarial legal system. This approach is the foundation for the modern Western way of life, in which politics, commerce, science, and law are all rooted in orderly competition. Exercise 1. Why did Columbus not immediately realize he was not in Asia? Surely the plants and animals and people he discovered were nothing at all like what Marco Polo had reported from his travels eastward from Europe, where he had met the great Khan and absorbed Asian culture. The answer can be found in the twofold problem of data and theory. What threw Columbus off was poor quality data coupled with incorrect theory. Marco Polo's reports of Asia were imperfect at best, allowing huge amounts of wiggle room for interpreting New World data as Old World facts. Plus, there was no theory of a new world, so in Columbus's mind, when he made first contact with the New World on that fateful day in October 1492, where else could he be but in Asia? Exercise 2. The United States was founded on a spirit of dominion over nature. My family, I believe, have cut down more trees in America than any other name, boasted John Adams. Benjamin Lincoln, a Revolutionary War general, spoke for most Americans of his day when he observed in 1792, "Civilization directs us to remove as fast as possible that natural growth from the lands." The Adams-Lincoln mode of thought did make possible America's rapid expansion to the Pacific, the Chicago School of Architecture, and Henry Ford's assembly line. Our growing environmental awareness casts a colder light on these accomplishments, however. Since 1950, more than 25% of the remaining forests on the planet have been cut down. Recognizing that trees are the lungs of the planet, few people still think that this represents progress. Exercise 3. Just as population growth has been unevenly distributed in the past, growth is likely to be unevenly distributed in the decades ahead. 90% of future population increase will be in developing countries, the areas least able to cope with the resource demands of additional numbers. The increase in population numbers has been, and will be, greatest in Asia. In contrast, population growth in Europe seems to have stopped, and population numbers have actually started to decline in Europe. About 80% of the world population today lives in less developed countries. People in industrialized countries comprise only 20% of the world population, and this proportion seems certain to come down to 16% in 2020, even though there will be more industrialized countries then. However, it is worth remembering that each baby born in the USA today will consume 80 times more resources in their lifetime than a baby born today in India. Exercise 4. Ancient cultures devoted much time and effort to teaching their children family history. It was thought that the past helps a child understand who he is. Modern society, however, has turned its back on the past. We live in a time of rapid change, a time of progress. We prefer to define ourselves in terms of where we are going, not where we come from. Our ancestors hold no importance for us. They live in times so different from our own that they are incapable of shedding light on our experience. Man is so much smarter now than he was even 10 years ago that anything from the past is outdated and irrelevant to us. Therefore, the past, Even the relatively recent past is, in the minds of most of us, only very vaguely perceived. Our ignorance of the past is not the result of a lack of information, but of indifference. We do not believe that history matters.